never say no to no fire scag. No, never say no to the love in hand. Oh, Satan, build on the wall, dividing up the room, and I hope it falls. Trouble in the tomb. Oh, Satan, build on the wall, dividing up the room, and I hope it falls.
FM 90.7 Blacksburg, that station that you program into all the buttons at the car stereo display in the department store just to piss off the sales guys.
We'll be right back. the blackest star swallowing up the ground. I saw towering flames when it came crashing down. I saw strangers, I was it my own. I saw the mirror break and I was left alone. Was drowned under the sliding ground. I heard a quiet resound. I've dreamt 100 times, each time the same. And tonight, when I dream it all again. We'll be right back.
Here's John Whitehead.
Anthony Latour may not have been rapping the young MCs off to the principal's office I go, but that's exactly where he ended up when school officials found out he was writing violent rap lyrics. School officials considered the lyrics a true threat, but a federal court called it constitutionally protected speech. The point of law is our First Amendment. The right to freely express yourself is one of your first liberties.
For a free book about your first liberties, call toll-free 888-287-1787.
Syncopate, the strangest rhythm well, drums between the bells. little sheets of paper. The strangest did them well. Drums between the bells. Drums between the bells. Sounds are alien and dense. Life will not make sense. Rhythm seems will syncopate. The strangest rhythm well. Drums between the bells. Drums between the bells.
you can prove to your friends who aren't in the New River Valley that WUVT is the greatest radio station in the world. WUVT's live streaming webcast is on right now, so you can tune us in from anywhere. Tell everyone you know from near and far to check out www.wuvt.vt.edu and click on Listen to catch the latest in independent music. On the air and online, the greatest radio station in the world is WUVT-FM 90.7 Blacksburg.
Canada's number one radio station for 50 plus.
This is love, so we'll survive. 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 This is love, so we'll survive.
Ray once was homeless, but finally his bipolar illness was diagnosed.
Well, my family was educated and it's explained to them, this is what's going on with Ray, and they realized it wasn't their fault, it wasn't my fault, that this in fact was an illness that really served as a catalyst for my recovery.
Today, Ray manages a job, even while suffering occasional relapses.
I know recovery's possible. Nobody can tell me any different. I know it is.
Learn all you can about a family member's illness from the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Network.